With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's hit the guest line right now. Let's welcome aboard Johnny Dawkins, Central Florida men's basketball coach, joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz and the Moose with you. Thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
Hey, no problem.
First and foremost, when you look at interesting, what do you make of this tournament, Johnny? Do you look at this as being a sign of things to come in terms of the parity across college basketball?
You know, I do. You know, I think, you know, you've been seeing it coming for the last, you know, several years. And this year has been amazing. You just see that there is a lot of parity in basketball. And anyone truly is capable of beating anyone on their night. And I think it's great for our game.
Yeah, no doubt about it, Coach. Hey, speaking about on any night, I mean, you can also gain momentum, right, with a victory. And how big of a deal do you think going into the Sweet 16 momentum can be for a team?
I think it's hugely important. The fact that you go in playing well, your players have confidence, so you walk in that situation, knowing that you can win. And you won two games to get to the Sweet 16, so you got momentum, you know, with you. You got, you know, your players, you know, are all bought in, or you wouldn't be in that situation. So absolutely, yeah, playing well down the stretch of the season, playing well early in the tournament, all bodes well for those teams moving forward.
All right, let's look at some of these matchups. Let's start with the program that you know very well, and obviously, and that is Duke. What about this Duke-Syracuse matchup tomorrow night late in that Midwest region? How much does it help Duke that, number one, Coach K is playing zone this year? Number two, that they have some time to prepare for the Syracuse 2-3 zone?
Well, I think it was hugely important. You look at the makeup of his team. He has a great zone team, and Coach is the best at just making whatever adjustments necessary for his team to have a chance to succeed. And he's done that again this year by playing, you know, majority zone down the stretch of the season. I think the week of preparation is good. I mean, you need time because you're going to play it for 40 minutes typically. It's not something where most teams jump in and out of the zone. So, you know, you're going to play it a few possessions, but then you're going to be back playing your man, you know, you're against man defense. You know you're going to be in pretty much 40 minutes. So with that, I think it's good to have a week of preparation where you're in practice and you're actually going through those situations where you guys learn to be patient, poised, and execute, you know, every time down, because the zone doesn't press you. It just, you know, it just keeps you in front. So it's a good time to come down and execute well.
So, Coach, let's stay in the Midwest here, right? So we got Kansas, you know, at the 1 and Clemson 5. I think this could be an upset here. Me personally, I think Clemson's going to take out Kansas. I might be the only one that thinks that, but give us a breakdown on this Kansas Clemson matchup.
Well, I think it's going to be a heck of a basketball game. You know, I think Coach Brunell does a great job. He's one of the most underrated coaches in the country, and I think people are seeing now why. I mean, he's done a great job advancing his team, and they've had a really good run in the ACC. With regard to Kansas, you can never just count Kansas out. I mean, what Coach Self has done there over the years is truly, you know, remarkable. And I don't think that, you know, you can ever discount them in any situation because of how well he's done over his career with the players he's had. So I think it's going to be a great basketball game. To me, that's a total toss-up type of game.
Gotcha.
Because both teams, I think, are well coached and will be extremely well prepared.
Let's stay on the right side of the bracket, Coach, and let's tomorrow night up in Boston, let's start with the early matchup. How about Villanova, West Virginia? We know what kind of system Bob Huggins likes to run. We know how consistent Jay Wright's Villanova program has been and how good this team has been this year. Number one seed in that East region. How about, what are you looking for in the Villanova-West Virginia matchup?
Well, I'm just looking to see, you know, how, if West Virginia can dictate, you know, defensively like they do against most other teams. And I'm an example of that. That was the toughest team I faced all season. What they were able to do early in the year when we played them made me a believer in how they defend and just how tough their players are on every possession. It's going to be, you know, if Villanova can, you know, have that poise that they've had all season long and the last several seasons, to be quite frank, their poise, their maturity that they've had, because they're going to have to value possessions against West Virginia. You're going to have to take care of the basketball. You know, Bruce is going to be huge in this type of game because, you know, Carter's probably going to be matched up on him, who's a tough competitor. And really it's going to be whoever can impose their will on who in this game. Can Jay Wright and his system that's been amazing over the last probably 5-6 years especially impose their will on West Virginia and dictate their terms? Or will West Virginia be able to come out like they always do and try to just really knock you back on your heels and start dictating you right from the opening tip?
Hey, Coach, so we stay in the East, right? Texas Tech, Purdue. You know, Purdue's got that injury. Big kid Isaac Haas. I mean, I think this could hurt Purdue. I mean, who do you think advances here in this deal with Tech and Purdue?
I do think you know, Purdue gets hurt with Haas being out. I mean, he's their go-to guy in the low post. He steadies what they do. They are an inside-out team. And I think even relying on, you know, some young, talented freshmen, I don't know at this stage of the game going into the Sweet 16, that's tough. You know, Texas Tech has played in a tough, tough conference all season long. They're really well prepared. You know, Coach, you know, has done a great job there also. And so I think Texas Tech in that game right there, based on the injuries that Purdue had, probably has somewhat of an advantage now. You know, that being said, you know, when it's a one-and-done situation, you know, guys get hot, guys come out of nowhere and have their magical nights. That's why they call it March Madness. So anything can happen. But Texas Tech, you know, based on the fact that they seem to be a little more healthy, probably the team that probably with a little bit of an advantage going into this game.
All right, let's run through the matchups tonight, Coach. And we're being joined here by Central Florida men's basketball coach Johnny Dawkins. Taz and the Moose with you on a big Thursday morning program. NCAA tournament gets going, back in action tonight. Let's start in the South region, Coach. And Loyola Chicago, they've been Cinderella's darling so far. The near buzzer beater against Miami beats Tennessee coming out of the SEC. They've been fantastic, Sister Jean. Now they take on the comeback kids in Nevada, the Wolfpack for Musselman. What about this Nevada-Loyola-Chicago matchup, the early game out in the South region?
You know, I've seen both of those teams play on a number of occasions, and that's going to be a great basketball game. You know, seeing Nevada, you know, make that run. I was in the same conference with Cincinnati. Seeing them make that run down 22 and come back said everything you could know about Nevada. You know, they believe, and they're playing with a lot of confidence, and what a tough team. And, of course, you know, Loyola Chicago as well. I mean, we haven't seen them. Probably the most fun offense to watch, you know, of all the teams in the tournament. I think they do a great job of making connecting plays. They make each other better. A lot of assists on, you know, per shot attempt. And that's fun to see. So it's going to be a great game. You know, it's hard to call which team you think will advance out of that situation because both have had some magical moments thus far. And I'm sure both of them, you know, are figuring they still have a little magic left in their tank. So it should be a great game. If you have to call it, you know, probably Loyola Chicago just showed, I think, on both sides of the basketball that they can get it done. And but I think it's going to be a great game either way.
Coach, then we stay in the South. We got Kansas State. Locking horns with Kentucky. Coach Cal's got that young squad of Kentucky believing, and they're buying in. Can they push past Kansas State?
You know, it's going to be a great game again. I mean, you're talking about youth versus K-State with Bruce Weber, who's done a great job with his team over the last couple of years. You know, those guys are prepared. They're battle-tested. And, again, they played in a conference where they face, you know, unbelievable competition every single night. So, you know, looking at a Kentucky team, you know, with a lot of freshmen that are really talented, I think won't knock them back. I think they'll come in with the sense that they can be very competitive against that team. It's going to be if Kentucky's young players can continue to, you know, gain momentum like they have during this tournament. I think they've gotten better at the end of the season and better in the tournament. If they can still, you know, feed off that momentum, I think talent does win eventually. But they're going to have to really be more mature going into the second round. I think I read something, you know, yesterday where he said he wanted to guard against his players, listening to the noise. And that is important for young guys because, you know, a lot of people are expecting them just to win that game. And coming from the Big 12 and playing the schedule that Coach Weber's played, you know, they face teams like Kentucky already this year, so they'll be prepared. So definitely Kentucky's going to have to come out with a focus and a maturity that they expect to advance.
All right, let's jump out to the West region. Really looking forward to this matchup, the early game later on tonight, 7:37 p.m. Eastern time, Coach, and that is Texas A&M and Michigan. After what the Aggies did to North Carolina in the round of 32, Michigan, the Big Ten champs in their postseason tournament, the buzzer beater against Houston, should be a really good matchup. The size of A&M, the overall skill set of the Wolverines, what gives tonight?
You know, I think when you're talking about size versus skill, I often lean towards skill. I think guys that are the most skillful players usually over a 40-minute period in basketball usually comes out on top. I was very impressed watching Texas A&M, play Carolina. And Carolina, usually has a strong front line and a little smaller this year. But Texas A&M just did an amazing job of just dictating their terms versus them pretty much the entire game. And that's rare to see. And then I had a chance to watch Michigan, of course, hit that amazing buzzer beater shot. And what I saw there is what you said, just a lot of skill, a lot of guys that can make shots, a lot of guys. And that goes from, their one all the way to their five. And that's rare. Five can step out, knock down threes. That just poses problems for guys that are traditional teams in this day and age. So I think, when it comes down to that, you have to watch out for Michigan, advancing.
So, Coach, we lock it up here. We finish it up in the West where Florida State goes against Xavier. I'm sorry, my bad. I apologize. Gonzaga goes against Florida State. I was looking at Xavier saying that Florida State defeated one seed Xavier in impressive fashion, 75-70. Now, can Florida State get it done against the Zags?
Well, I tell you what, Leonard Hamilton's, he's amazing at what he's done over the years. You look at his track record, and he has a type of team that I think is capable of going really far. And I think that, it's evident watching what they did to Xavier. And I say that because, last year was more of a heartbreak year for them. And a number of those players that are returning are now in that situation where, of course, they don't want to revisit that again. They knew they had a shot at, going deep last year. They didn't go as far as they probably would have liked. So this year there's going to be a level of focus with that team, and I think you see it because I thought Xavier, throughout the season definitely was deserving of a number one seed and one of the best teams in the country, consistently all season long. And so them to get past that game, says that they are, they're ready to keep on playing. They're still hungry. And I think you have to look at them as a team that could advance in that game.
Coach, two more before we let you go. How about where this Central Florida program is? You stepped on that campus. You said you're going to turn that program around. Are you happy where the program is here and a couple years in?
Yeah, I think we're tracking in the right direction. I mean, we're looking at, 40-plus wins in 2 years. So we have an average over 20 wins a season. And, we've been, 500 or better in our conference the last 2 years. And we've accomplished some things that have never been done here at UCF, as of yet. So really proud of our guys for, buying into what we want to have done and trying to create a new culture here. But, I think we are on track. I'm excited about my team. I'm excited about our future. And looking forward to, watching these games this year. We'll learn a lot from this and then helping our guys, move forward next season.
And final one for you, Coach. News that just came down a little bit less than an hour ago, and that is that Danny Hurley is going to be joining UConn and going to be the next men's basketball coach. What's your thoughts on Danny Hurley now running that UConn program?
Well, I mean, I have a lot of respect for Danny. I've watched Danny, over the years as a player and as a coach, and he's done an amazing job in both capacities. So I'm excited for his opportunity. He's an East Coast guy. I think it could be a great fit for him there with regards to what I can tell from the area he grew up and how close he is to UConn. So I know he's got to be excited, for this new opportunity. And I think, only continues to help, college basketball to see a young man have that type of success and get an amazing opportunity like the one he has at UConn.
Hey, Coach, we wish you continued success at Central Florida, and we appreciate your time this morning.
Okay, Taz. Okay, Moose. You guys take care.
All right,
you
Coach. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.